Next up, it's the Bourbon City Guest of the Week, brought to you by the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Get a different taste.
All right, today I am with at a very exciting place with my Bourbon City Guest of the Week, Russell Goodwin. Welcome to the show, Russell.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, we're here to talk about TARC. You have, I'm not going to say you stumbled into this position, but you study communications.
Yeah.
Got an entry-level job, I guess, here, and you moved on up.
Absolutely, absolutely. I started TARC about two years ago. Came in as a communication manager, managing social media, press conferences, and writing. Within the transit agency. It was my first time working within transit. New world. Never thought about communications or marketing inside of the public transportation system. But it's been a wild ride and a very learning, engaging experience for me.
Well, it's great position. You got exciting things going on to talk about.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
That's what we all want in communications,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, well, tell me about the. Now, you all had a press conference to talk about the Louisville Lift.
Yes, yes.
And what's that all about?
So we have a very exciting opportunity for residents and visitors here in the city of Louisville. We actually rebranded our all-electric circulator fleet, which circulates the downtown service area, and we've rebranded that to call it the Lou Lift. And so the Lou Lift is still a free service that replaced our trolleys several years back. We recently rebranded those and gave them a whole new facelift for folks to take advantage of downtown.
So those trolleys have been off the road for, a couple of years now?
Yeah, since 2015.
I did not realize that. It seems like, I guess it seems to me like they're still around, but they're not. So the old trolleys are stashed away, and you bring them out for special occasions?
Special occasions. We have an employee that did purchase one, so he rents those out on the weekends for different events and weddings of or the special events throughout the week. But we're looking at keeping a few of them, so we may want to use them for special needs or anything else.
Can I buy one?
I have to talk to our maintenance supervisor for that.
But I want the best one, too.
Right. Might be a possibility.
All right. But I remember seeing the Zero Bus and the charging stations all around. So they run no gas?
No gas at all. They're all electric. The batteries are located underneath the trucks, and then they dock at two different charging stations near downtown area. One of them is actually located by the main public library, and then the other one is actually located on Market Street. So they would literally dock. It's almost like a spaceship docking into Independence Day. I kind of think of that. So you'll see the bus coming in into this docking station. It attaches to that, charges up within a few minutes, and then it's on its way.
Okay. So how long does it go without a charge?
Without a charge, I believe it's...
How long does the charge last?
Yeah. The charge lasts... it can go around the loop twice prior to charging. So given mileage, we'll say anywhere from 20 to 30 mileage, the technical specs.
So they don't go that far.
Right.
So they're pulling into that dock a couple times a day.
Yes.
More than that.
Exactly.
Okay. But the exciting thing is, I guess you have an agreement with the tourism board, and it's to promote the idea of taking this thing. It's free.
Absolutely. So we partner with Louisville Tourism to help us rebrand this this new product we call Lou Lift. And there's a lot of energy, and a lot of people are excited. Downtown businesses, downtown partnership. We've also partnered with the Kentucky Distillers Association, who's also encouraging folks to drink responsibility, and also get on the bus. So while you're downtown, checking out some of the bars, hop on a free Lou Lift, and check out some of the attractions that we have downtown along the route.
All right. Well, it sounds like it would make sense. I'm wondering about the logistics of. Where all does it go?
Yeah. So we have one route that actually travels from 10th and 10th Street to Wenzel. So essentially, it travels east and west in a circular motion all day throughout downtown.
From 10th to Wenzel on what street?
From Wenzel to 10th Street, east and west.
Right.
So if you're on, it's on the main market circulator. So if it travels on Market Street, it will hit Wenzel, make a left on Wenzel, and then hit another left on Main Street all the way down to 10th Street.
Okay.
So then it turns around, and that pretty much circulates
goes
from 7 to 7.
Okay.
Exactly.
But you were telling me there's also a north-south. thing.
Yes, yes. So we have a north-south route, and another addition to this rebranding is the extension of the route from Breckenridge Lane to Churchill Downs. So in years prior, it would pick people up essentially from the Galt House and drop them off or circulate between Galt House and Breckenridge. So Tark's portion of this partnership is to actually extend that route down to Churchill Downs, the Kentucky Derby Museum, traveling through Old Louisville, U of L, okay. Speed Museum, and everything of that nature. So the extension of the route, as well as an added day of service, which is on Sunday. Prior, we did not have service on Sunday.
Okay.
Folks can get around a lot more further and a lot more frequently.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Now, what streets does it go down? Like 4th Street?
Or? Yeah, so it travels down 4th Street, has to veer over to 3rd Street, heading back up north. Mm-hmm. But southbound, it is travels on 4th Street. Like I said, passes through St. James, Old Louisville area. Speed
and it runs, okay, the details. And yeah, it runs how often?
So this runs Monday through Friday. Right now, we're looking at 7 to 7 on weekdays, and then 10 to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. So that is the 4th Street Circulator, which is also titled as Route 1.
Okay.
So Route 1 travels that route throughout the week.
Okay. So you can just hop on and go down to Churchill Downs.
Just hop on, go. And
stop at U of L on
exactly,
the way or wherever.
Exactly.
Well, that's pretty cool. And these buses, they got a sort of unusual design.
Yeah, yeah. So new look to it.
You came up with that.
Not at all. Not at all. Not that bright. We have a great team of folks working with LCVB, the Louisville Tourism. We, we really wanted to make sure that this stood out in the public, that it wasn't blending into the environment. And prior, we had the Zero buses. Our theme colors were kind of a sky blue, sky green, mm-hmm. all focused on clean energy and efficiency. So with the direction of LULIFT, want to make it a true attraction, a true free attraction for folks to get around and see some other attractions that are downtown. So right now you'll see kind of a white and silver design out on the roads, a clean and neat look. And then on the inside of the interior of the buses, we have a wood grain barrel look on the ceiling. So we're tying in a lot of the themes and the cultures here in Louisville with bourbonism and horse racing and all that good stuff. And wrapped it all in one and titled it LULIFT.
Okay. Well, it's great new service. How many of these buses are there?
Currently, we have nine in service right now.
Okay. They're all out on the road?
We have some that are out on the road. We're still detailing and renovating some of the interior of those, but you'll see those up and running here shortly. But, yeah, we've got nine of them out on the road, and hop on and enjoy.
Okay. Well, and a lot of it is like, you know, those of us have been around a long time in Louisville know the trolleys were basically they were free to but these are enclosed and looks like they're probably air conditioned.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a really cool thing.
We hope folks enjoy it. It is a different look and feel. It's more futuristic as opposed to the nostalgia that people would get from riding those trolleys, but still the same service, much more environmentally friendly than our trolleys. Yes, they are air conditioned and top on free all day long.
well, cool. That sounds very cool. Now, I want to get to a little bit of the interesting thing you told me. Your background as a football player. So you played at UK.
I did.
And you all didn't beat U of L while you were there.
No, we didn't. Unfortunately, not. No, not during my tenure there. But I did go to Manual, and we did beat Male while I was there. So played ball at Manual High School, graduated there in 2002, was recruited by UK, played there for several years at UK. Once I graduated UK in 2006, started Bellarmine University, where I received my master's in communication in 2015, and then joined TARC around the same time.
That's really that's really amazing because you hear so much about football players that, you know, that don't get their education, mm-hmm. and you went on to get a master's at Bellarmine.
Absolutely.
So good for you. That's good.
Thank
you ever think about? Louisville was. I know you grew up here. Mm-hmm. This is where you were planning to come back.
No, it wasn't actually. When I graduated from UK, you know, Louisville was the last place on my mind. As a resident of Atlanta, I was born in Nashville. Have obviously an affinity to both of those cities, but Louisville has grown on me over time. It is a great place to live. It's very friendly, still that southern feel.
Yeah.
It's a small, I call it a big town city feel.
Sure.
Doesn't take any more than 20 minutes to get anywhere here in the city, and that's something you cannot get in Nashville or Atlanta. Carolina. So with gas prices, it was much more my interest to move back here, get my master's, and look for employment here in the city.
Well, very good. Now, TARC is, of course, TARC is more than just Louisville Lift.
Yes.
A lot of, I mean, it's really an essential part. I mean, I don't know if you've gotten into comparing it to other cities and their transit systems, but it seems like it. A lot of people really depend on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 60% of our rides are for school and for work. We have research that shows that. We speak to our drivers, ask them where they want to go, where are they going, what their behavior is like on a day-to-day basis, and we want to make sure that we're providing transportation to those opportunities.
Okay.
Folks to be able to better themselves or simply save a little gas money and get to where they need to go. But school and work are two top priorities for our passengers, and we want to make sure that we're delivering.
Okay. And I know. It seems like I'm just so used to seeing TARC buses everywhere. But it's you go throughout a lot of Indiana.
Yes, yes. We actually touch about five different cities. Two states, Indiana and Kentucky. We are the largest transit agency in the state of Kentucky. We hit, like I said, about five other cities cross state, Indiana and Kentucky, and. You know, we're currently going through what's called a comprehensive operational analysis, which simply means that, you know, we're taking a step back, looking at our transit system and wanting to get to the bare bones of, are we providing the service that people need? Are we getting people to those job nodes? Are we getting people to as far as the East End or the West End to where people need to go to work and school? So we're re-evaluating that because a lot has changed. Our city has changed over time. We want to make sure that we're getting people where they need to go in the 21st century.
So as a result of this study, you think there will be changes to the...
Oh, yeah, there has to be. Yeah, absolutely. You know, because the city has changed, there are a lot of jobs that are moving not only in downtown, but also moving out to the East End or other parts of towns. A lot of large distribution centers moving off of Riverport Road. You have Coca-Cola out there. You have several other major work nodes throughout the city. We just want to make sure that we're getting people to those locations as quick as possible.
And one of the cool things about it, the app, right? You can, that transit app, which I downloaded recently, you can. It's not hard to find out what the schedule is. Although you can still call. I mean,
right.
You still got people.
Still can call.
Answering the phone.
Yeah, still can call our customer service. But Transit App is an amazing tool. We partnered with them about 2 years ago, so they've allowed us to go on their software and be able to post detours and keep people informed. But it is a great user friendly tool. Anyone off the street can pick up, download, use it, the track, and find that bus in real time.
All right. Very good, Russell.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Likewise.